Case number 11,288, Edward Mulhorn, south of Angola Road, being Road 277, and being east of Oak Street East, 430 feet south of Woodland Circle, and also being Lot 30, Angola by the Bay. Tax map is District 234, map 17.08, parcel 200, a variance from the rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening.
Members of the board, Mr. Sharp. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, and Weidman. I represent the applicant, Edward J. Mulhern, who's applied for a 0.6-foot variance from the rear yard setback requirement of 20 feet for an existing enclosed porch. This property is also located in the Angola by the Bay community. Mr. Mulhern is elderly, approximately somewhere in his 90s from what I've been told, and resides in Annapolis, Maryland. As a result, he was unable to attend the hearing tonight. He did, however, grant a general power of attorney to his son, Joseph J. Mulhern, on September 23rd of 2013 to act in his place with respect to matters concerning his property. Unfortunately, Mr. Joseph Mulhern resides outside of the state as well. However, he has executed a sworn affidavit in support of this application on behalf of his father, exercising his rights under the power of attorney. This affidavit includes exhibits, which include the copy of the general power of attorney and the recent survey, and I'd like to submit that affidavit to the board at this time, if I may. As supported by the affidavit, Mr. Mulhern purchased this property on August 25th of 1977, at which point in time it was a vacant lot. He constructed the single-family dwelling in 1985 and expanded and enclosed the rear porch in 1987. Over the years, additional improvements were made to the property, and certificates of compliance and occupancy were issued for the improvements as existing. Mr. Mulhern became aware of the need for a 0.6-foot variance for the rear porch when he entered into a contract to sell the property, and a survey was prepared by Cotton Engineering on behalf of the buyers, and that was done on September 19th of 2013. As a result, Mr. Mulhern promptly applied for a variance to resolve any issues with respect to this encroachment. As you can see on the survey, which is attached to the affidavit, this property is unique in shape as it's a long and narrow lot. This request is not a result of a hardship created by the applicant. It was his understanding that everything was in compliance with the zoning code, and it wasn't until the Cotton Engineering Survey was prepared this year that he discovered that he was mistaken, that there was an encroachment. Variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. This porch has been in its current location without issue since it was expanded and enclosed in 1987, so it's been there for quite some time. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. The Association for Angola by the Bay has no objection to the variance request. The Mulherns have also received no complaints about the rear porch since it was constructed in 1987. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code at this point if it be necessary to remove the porch, which again has been in its current location since 1987. This variance request does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation in issue. At this point in time, I would like to introduce Patsy Carpenter, Prudential Gallo Realtor. She's the agent for Mr. Mulhern with respect to the sale of this property, and if I may have her sworn in at this time.
Good evening. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
My name is Patsy Carpenter, and I live at 35689 Cutter Court in Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. And Ms. Carpenter, you are a realtor with Prudential Gallo Realtors, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you're the agent for Mr. Mulhern with respect to the sale of the property, correct?
That's correct.
Are you familiar with the facts surrounding this request?
Yes, I am.
And you heard my presentation that I made to the board this evening?
Yes, I did.
And is it your opinion that the representations that I made to the board are true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is my opinion. They're true and correct.
Great. Thank you. Request that the board accept both the affidavit of Mr. Joseph Mulhern on behalf of his father, Edward Mulhern, as well as Ms. Carpenter's testimony into the record, and request that the board approve the variance as presented tonight. And, of course, we are available for any questions that you may have.
All right. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards, start for you.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
No? Okay. Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And Mr. Galloway, having no questions, that being said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,288. The applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance and has done a good job there convincing the board that they should have this variance. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is apparent. It's 50-foot wide, I'm sorry. 50-foot wide and 100 by 100. And the variance is necessary and reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship and difficulty has not been created by the applicant, because in 1978 they were under the impression that it was in compliance, and they issued a county issued a certificate of compliance. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimal that we afford relief, and also the fact that the variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation in use.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,288. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,288 is approved.